USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Lindsey Graham, while speaking on Fox News, said he doesn't want to see U.S. boots on the ground in Ukraine, but has called for a no-fly zone if Vladimir Putin orders chemical weapons strikes.
So I will be dead set against any deal that requires the Ukrainian people to recognize half of the Ukraine belongs to Russia by force of arms. And if there's any chemical weapons used by Putin, that would be a war crime, and I would be supportive of a no-fly zone as a response to that. You see war crimes being committed in front of you on television every day.
China has now placed all 17 million residents of one of its biggest cities under lockdown as virus cases continue to double nationwide to nearly 3,400, and anxiety mounts in that area over the resilience of its zero COVID approach in the face of the worst outbreak in 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Arrests and deportations by U.S. Immigration and Customs officials plummeted in fiscal year 2021 as the agency entered what it calls a new era under the Biden administration, which directed officers to focus on detaining immigrants with serious criminal convictions. ICE deportation officers arrested 74,082 immigrants in fiscal year 2021, which ended in October, a 28% drop from 2020, when arrests also decreased sharply because of the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The agency carried out 59,011 deportations in 2021, an all-time low, even though more people are coming into the country illegally. A car crashed into a Washington, D.C. restaurant, sending 8 people to the hospital. One person identified as an adult female had died, and 4 others have life-threatening injuries, according to D.C. police officials. All of the victims who have been identified as adults were outside eating at the restaurant at the time of the crash. 3 other people were assessed at the scene and not taken to the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
It looks like a local zoo's CEO owes the government a whole lot of money.
A former chief executive officer has agreed to repay hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium after audits concluded that improper spending and questionable business practices cost the institution more than $630,000. The zoo's board of directors announced approval of a settlement with former CEO Thomas Stoff for $400,000, which an August 2021 forensic audit said he received inappropriately. In January, the zoo announced settlements with 2 other former top officials. An investigation found those zoo officials allowed relatives to live in houses owned or controlled by the zoo and sought tickets for family members to zoo entertainment events. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The International Criminal Court has opened an investigation into the war in Ukraine as pressure mounts to prosecute Russian President Vladimir Putin as a war criminal. On CBS, Stephen Rapp, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for War Crimes, was asked, how does that come about?
The first way that they can build it, and it may be sufficient in this case, they can look at the pattern of the attack. It would mean that he's an international pariah. It also means that he can't travel anywhere, no more summits, because he'd be putting himself in danger.
The case against Putin could come together quickly as the list of alleged violations grows. The bombing of a maternity hospital, the shelling of civilian targets, and an attack on a nuclear power plant. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.